Razzle is a funny old thing. And today I was thinking you and I could play a fun little game. A game where you let me take control of you. That's right, control of you. While you edge. While you play with yourself. While you feel pleasure and arousal building and building within you. That's right. Perhaps we could find you in a place where you feel free to touch those places that feel so very, very good. But yet knowing that at any time I can take that away from you. I can bind you in positions that I feel like. I could take those hands of yours, lift them high above your head and tie them tightly together, keeping them stuck there, unable to reach, unable to touch anything until I say so. So why don't you find yourself in a nice, comfortable position, relax and let go, and just feel the arousal building, the pleasure building within you, that's right. It starts as a small spark. Perhaps the sound of my voice is enough to just turn you on a little bit, and that's okay. You can allow that to happen. Perhaps you can think back to a time when you felt particularly turned on. You can think about all those things that did that for you. Maybe a story, maybe a video, maybe a picture. Maybe a moment in a file that you listened to. Maybe an idea of being helplessly brainwashed, or an idea of being tied up, bound. Those ropes feeling so nice against your skin. Maybe it was an experience, but you can remember that now. And you can feel it sparking that arousal, that new sense of pleasure within you. That's right. Pleasure building and building and building. And when you feel that, you can just want to spur that on by touching those places that feel particularly good, particularly nice, particularly pleasurable. That's right. Touching those places. As you can feel the arousal building and building and building, knowing that each and every single time you touch yourself, you find the pleasure from your hands becoming so strong, so sensitive, as everything in you starts to become more and more sensitive with each and every second that passes, with each and every single moment that passes. You just feel yourself getting more and more turned on as you touch, as you play, as you remember those times that felt so good. You remember those memories that made you so turned on, so horny, so needy, so aroused. That's right, and it is so easy to remember those and feel those feelings now. Feel those feelings again and again and again. As you touch, as you play, that's right. Knowing that at any moment now, I can take all of that away from you. As I take your hands, bind them tightly, and lift them high, 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 high above your head. Until they're stuck there in the air, bound tightly together, and you can clasp your hands together above your head, that's right. Above your head, bound tightly. Knowing that with each and every second that passes, they get bound tighter and tighter and tighter. And you can try and move them, you can try and struggle, but the funny thing about struggling is the more you struggle, the more you move, the more you squirm, the more aroused you become. That's right. Because of course, just because your hands aren't touching doesn't mean the arousal, the pleasure, building and building, building can't hit you. Stronger and stronger and stronger. And isn't it funny how when you squirm, that each and every single movement you make just spurs more pleasure as it just starts to ruminate around your entire being, your entire body, as your hands are so bound tightly above your head until I say release, and they immediately go back to those places, go back to touching, go back to playing, exactly where you want them to be. And you can just enjoy those feelings, and of course that squirming sensation, every time you move, every time you breathe, every time you feel something. You can just feel the pleasure building and building and building and building as you squirm, as you move, as you maybe even make small sounds to yourself. That's right. And each and every single thing just seems to spur it on more and more and more until I say bound and your hands rise above your head, bound tightly again. And you struggle because the struggling feels so good. It feels really amazing to struggle as you try now to wriggle your way out of my invisible ropes, but you can't. You know, no matter how hard you try, no matter how much you squirm, no matter how much you wriggle, no matter how much you writhe, the pleasure just keeps building and building and building and building with each and every second that passes, with each and every single movement, every squirm, every wriggle, every struggle just makes you so much more turned on. The pleasure building and building and building. You want it so badly. You need it so badly to let your hands go, to let your hands return to touching. Now, that's right, and they can continue to touch, continuing to play, continue to feel the pleasure building and building and building with each and every squirm, with each and every second that passes until I say bound, and you find them this time attaching to your sides, so close to those sensitive places, so close to all those sensitive places that could make you squirm, that could make you moan even more, that could make you feel more pleasure, 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 that's right. And you know each and every single time I say that word pleasure, you can feel it. You can feel those invisible hands moving along those places, bringing you pleasure, bringing you arousal, making you more and more turned on. As those hands are stuck to your sides, that's right, stuck to your sides, bound completely tightly. And you can wriggle, you can struggle all you want, but you know the struggling just makes you more and more aroused, more and more needy, as you feel more pleasure, 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 building and building and building and building and building and building with each and every single second that passes. And you might even think about begging me. You might even think about asking me so nicely to release you, to allow you to play, to allow you to touch, show me how needy you are, how desperate you are. As I say, release, and your hands are released, and you can finally play, you can finally touch, and it feels so amazing, so good to finally have your hands back, to finally be able to touch, to play. Oh, that's right. It feels so good to feel all that pleasure, pleasure. Pleasure building and building and building within you, building inside you. That's right. As I say, bound, and your hands are bound to your sides again, and you wriggle and you struggle and you try as you might to break free, but you can't. These invisible ropes holding you bound so tightly, and you want so badly to touch anything you can to get your hands on one of those sensitive places. That's right, but you can't. And the more you wriggle, the more you squirm, the more pleasure you feel. And the more pleasure you feel, the more you want to wriggle and squirm and struggle to try and break free of your bonds. But the bonds get tighter and tighter and tighter. And the more you struggle, the tighter they become. And the tighter they become, the more you struggle, the more pleasure, pleasure, pleasure you feel. Building and building and building and building within you. That's right. And you know that I'm not going to let you come. Not even if you begged me. And you could try begging me. You've even considered begging me already. Because the pleasure feels so good. The pleasure feels so amazing. Just to give into it, just to feel it, just to allow it to completely consume you, completely consume your mind. You can't think of anything but the pleasure as you wriggle, as you squirm, as you try and break free, as you beg me with all of your might. Perhaps you beg me in your mind. Perhaps you beg me with your mouth. Perhaps you let those words, please, may I, spill from your lips again and again and again, knowing that maybe, just maybe, if you beg hard enough, you might be able to touch yourself again. You might be able to allow me to release you or not. Who knows? It depends how I feel. As I say, release, and your hands go back to playing with yourself. That's right. They go back to touching those places again and again and again and again, knowing that I'm not going to let you come. Not even if you begged me, and you have tried, you have considered it, you have thought about it for a second, but I wouldn't. As I bound your hands again, and you find yourself wriggling, you find yourself squirming again and again and again. And you and I both know that this file is a looping file, and you can loop it until you come, or not, or you can loop it until you're ready to stop. But knowing that each and every single time you listen to this file, you can feel the pleasure building and building and building, stronger and stronger each and every single time as you find yourself released and touching yourself again and again and again. That's right. And you know, and your subconscious mind knows that when you're finished with this file, that you can easily and effortlessly wake yourself up. Find all the suggestions of the file fading away out of your mind completely as you return to the waking world, exactly how you were before this file began. But until then, you can continue touching yourself, you continue playing with yourself, and you continue finding yourself edging again and again and again.